Good evening, everyone. It's Friday, September 17th, 2010. I'm Daryl Sandro. This evening, I am demonstrating a brand new app for the iPhone released by Sendero Group. Now, most of you will know that Sendero Group is the company that develops GPS navigation solutions for blind people. They develop the GPS engine behind Code Factory's Mobile Geo, the Braille Note GPS line of products. I believe their solution is also the GPS engine behind the navigation solution on GW Micro's, Braille Sense and Voice Sense note-taking products. They probably exist on some other device I'm not thinking of right now. There is a reference to 6 different GPS products, so I'm clearly missing something. But anyhow, that's fairly comprehensive. So this evening I'm going to demonstrate the new Sendero GPS Look Around app for the iPhone. It was just posted to the iTunes store today, and thought I would just do a brief demonstration. I'm outside my apartment complex right now, and I have an iPhone 4 in my hand.
554. Slide to unlock.
And we'll try to make sure you can hear this. Unfortunately, I don't have a direct connection. I'll just have to put the speaker up to the phone. So I'm going to locate the app, and this is good because you'll hear what it sounds like in real world conditions, especially if you do not have earbuds or headphones on.
Safari, iPod.
So I'm
Mail, phone, page 5 of Fox, and Arrow GPS.
I was just flicking left a few times from the very bottom of the screen to get to
page 5 and Arrow GPS. Double tap to open.
I'm going to double tap.
Sendero GPS. Disclaimer. Sendero GPS look around is okay. Button.
So you get a disclaimer.
Sendero GPS look around version 1.0. Touch a button or shake the phone to receive nearby location information. Touch the help button for details.
So I just double tapped the app and then double tapped the OK button on the disclaimer. And in point of fact, I know that I am currently on the sidewalk facing east on University Drive in Tempe, and the road just ahead of me is Smith. Excuse me. There is a road behind me. There is a cross street behind me, but it is far behind me. So let's shake the phone. And those of you who use Mobile Geo
information currently available
will recognize that sound. It says no look around information currently available.
Where am I?
So,
Capital W. Where am I? No look around information currently available.
I'll try that again.
Facing east near 1965 University DR. University DR in Tempe. Near S. Smith Road. Nearest point of interest is a Thurden Law Group LLC and is 43 yards west.
Okay, so there you go. It found some information that time. And it put the focus on...
Where am I? Facing east near 1965 University DR. University DR in Tempe. Near S. Smith Road. Nearest point of interest is a Thurden Law Group LLC and... Where am I? Button. Where am I? Facing east in Tempe. Where am I? Facing east in Tempe. Where am I? Nearest cross street. Button. Nearest cross street. No workaround information currently available.
So, sometimes it says something useful and sometimes it says no look-around information available.
Where am I? No look-around information. Where am I? Nearest cross street. Nearest 5 points of control. Compass.
So we'll just keep walking down University and I'll shake it again. Okay, so I like the fact that it, when it is able to find look-around information, it quickly gives you very useful information. Now, at the end of this demo, I will explain some things. I will explain some aspects of the app that are critical. Okay, so the screen has become locked.
559, slide 2 unlock. Sendero GPS, facing east near 1973 University DR. University DR in Tempe, near S. Smith Road. Nearest point of interest is a Thurton Law Group LLC, facing east near 1985 University DR. University
so I'm walking, I'm walking and I'm periodically shaking my phone, and shaking the phone causes the app, the look around app to refresh. There is no automatic refresh in this app, unlike a couple of other apps that are available.
University DR in Tempe, near University Doctor. Nearest point of interest is Center Environmental and is 109 yards east. Screen
lock. Oh, I love it. University Doctor. I just turned right on Smith Road, so now I should be facing south. I'm going to unlock it.
Slide to unlock. Slide or double tap. Sendero GPS. Facing east near 1995 University DR.
Okay.
University DR in Tempe, near University Doctor. Near, facing south near 810 S. Smith Road in Tempe, near University Doctor. Nearest point of interest is Cent Environmental and is 104 yards east. Capital F. Foxtrot. Where am I? Facing south near 810 S. Smith Road in Tempe, near University.
Okay, so it is telling me, it is giving me accurate information. And in fact, other apps do the same thing. From time to time, they also say no address information is available, or they'll give something very general, like Phoenix, Arizona. So this is not the some of these issues with the Sendero GPS look around app are not unique to this app. I just want to make that clear. So I'm going to walk down here a little ways down Smith till the traffic on University Drive fades away. Oh, by the way, it's saying things like University Doctor and Smith Doctor because VoiceOver has a speech dictionary that expands those abbreviations. And I wish, although I don't believe there's a way to do this, but I wish there was a way to just turn that off. So don't try to say doctor or drive when you see DR, or don't try to say street or saint when you see ST. Just say things like DR and ST. Let us figure them out. Of course, even better yet, let us determine what is expanded and what isn't and how and what it's expanded to. Heaven forbid, right, that we should do that. Perhaps Sendero could have just expanded the abbreviations to the right ones and displayed them that way on the screen and said expanded DR to drive and so on and so forth. I don't know how complicated that would be, but maybe somebody might want to give them feedback. Okay, so I am just passing the east driveway to my apartment complex right now. Still headed south down Smith Road. It's actually Smith Road. Is it saying Smith Drive? Let me see.
603, slide 2 unlocked.
I just passed the driveway.
Sendero GPS, facing south near 810 S Smith Road in Tempe.
Okay, it's saying road.
No, so nearest point of interest is
saying University Doctor.
104 yards east. No look-around information currently available.
So it says no look-around information. I'm going to try this a couple of times.
Facing southeast near 852 S Smith Road in Tempe. Near University Doctor. Nearest point of interest is set environmental and is 183 yards northeast.
Okay, I'm slightly concerned about that. That gives me a concern about reliability. If I shake my phone once and it says that there's no look-around information available and I do it again and it says I'm near 852 South Smith Road, that's a little worrisome. Let's test another intersection. And again, apparently, look around allows the screen to lock, even when it has the foreground. I would hope for a setting or something to control that, but no such lock. Let me just move along here a little bit, let you all listen to the sounds on a Friday evening in Tempe, Arizona.
Slide 2 unlock. Sendero GPS. Facing southeast near 852 S Smith Road in Tempe, near University Doctor. Nearest point of interest is set environmental and is 183 yards northeast. Facing southeast near 850. Where am I? Button. Where am I?
Wow, it seems to be kind of sounds like it's stuck, doesn't it? It's been doing this walking sound, that mobile geo sound, for well over 30 seconds now. Alright, so this is, if this situation happens often, this is a showstopper for me, as far as taking this app seriously.
606.
It still appears to be in this sort of unresponsive state. I'm trying to push the different buttons.
Map, button, compass, button, compass, shake on, button, shake on, settings, shake on, button, shake on.
Yeah, it is not responding.
Capital S, settings, Sierra, facing southeast near 852 S Smith Road in Tempe. Where am I?
Button. So I'm going to hold the power button on the phone down.
Power off.
And a hold the home button down now to force closed. Okay.
Sendero GPS.
I have now
double tap to open.
Closed it. I'm going to reopen it by double tapping.
Sendero GPS. Disclaimer. Sendero GPS lookaround is intended for orientation purposes and there are no guarantees as to the accuracy of the data. Do not use while walking or driving. By proceeding, you understand and agree that the location data and GPS may not always be trustworthy. Okay, button. Welcome to Sendero GPS lookaround version 1.0. Touch a button or shake the phone to receive nearby location information. Touch the help button for details. Where am I? Button. Welcome to Sendero. Where am I?
Okay, so I'm standing at the corner of 10th and Smith. I'm gonna shake my phone.
Facing south near 1998 10th Street in Tempe, near S. Smith Road. Nearest point of interest is set environmental and is 357 yards north.
That is, in fact, quite accurate. I'm okay, thanks. The orbit bus was passing me. I'm glad he stopped. I'm gonna try something here.
Screen dim. Facing southwest near 1981 E10th Street in Tempe, near S. Smith Road. Nearest point of interest is set environmental and is 361 yards north. Facing south near 1996.
Okay, so you do have to be careful how the phone is oriented.
Screen lock.
I'm going to walk just a short ways down 10th Street. I've only walked about, 3 or 4 yards down the street.
609, slide to unlock. Sendero GPS.
Okay, just unlocked it. Shake.
1996 E10th Street in Tempe, near S. Smith Road. Nearest point of interest is set environmental and is 361. Facing west near 1976 E10th Street in Tempe, near S. Smith Road. Nearest point of interest is set environmental and is 360 yards north.
Okay. So, as you can see, this app is very... very accessible. Let's see. I'm trying to think if I can get into this. I'm going to have to go back up to university. Okay, so I will give some noteworthy tidbits about using the app and some caveats I see with the app, some good points and some caveats, and then the contact information for Sendero and for myself. So, the GPS, the Sendero GPS Lookaround app uses the iPhone's built-in compass. It does not use the GPS data to try to tell you what direction you're going. That's very important to know. The compass is only going to work if the iPhone is in a certain position. That position, that's position is very specific. The iPhone needs to be flat, needs to be oriented flat with the touchscreen facing upward. In other words, the touchscreen facing the sky and the back with the camera on it facing the ground, okay? And the power button needs to be facing ahead of you in the direction, you know, in the direction you're traveling. That's the front end that has the power button on the right and the headphone jack on the left. That portion of the phone needs to be facing ahead of you, you know, in the direction that you are actually traveling. That's what I demonstrated earlier when it was saying southwest. I purposely had the phone oriented in my hand similar to a regular cell phone with the, you know, basically with a touch screen facing, or which would normally be the keypad facing to the left, and the power and headset jacks facing upward. And that was causing it to generate incorrect compass information. Okay, so Very critical that you have the phone positioned with the touchscreen up to the sky and the hello. Okay. So at least he honked his horn and didn't go over on me. So well, I guess we'll give him a gold star for paying attention. That's another issue. I'll talk about the invisible blind man someday. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, I'm reminding you the correct position of the iPhone when using this app. Touchscreen faces the sky, back of the phone faces the ground, and the end of the phone, the front end of the phone with the power button and headset jack faces ahead in the direction in which you are traveling. Okay, so having that out of the way, that is critical to understand. Another thing to understand about this app is it, as I said earlier, it does not prevent the iPhone from locking. So that means that as you're walking or riding in a car, you'll have to shake it every so often to keep the screen from locking, and to refresh the app, or you'll find yourself, you know, unlocking the screen, which is fine too. Just be aware of it. Although the app is in the foreground and VoiceOver is saying things to you, the phone will still lock. Let's see. So, good things about the app. It's Sendero GPS look around app is very easy to use. Just double tap the icon for it on your phone's home screen and it tells you exactly what you need to do. You double tap OK on the exclaimer. It gives you some help as to how to get started. Then you just double tap the button you want. You want to know exactly where you are. Double tap, where am I? It'll tell you. It'll tell you which direction you're facing, assuming you have the iPhone oriented in the correct position. And it will tell you what street you're near. You can double tap the button for cross streets. You can double tap a button for point of interest. And you can double tap a compass button, which will just tell you what direction you're facing. So you can shake the phone to get it all, or you can get just specific information. Just keeping in mind that if you want the compass information to be correct, then the phone needs to be oriented as I've already described. It's easy to use. It's only $4, you know, $3.99 in the iTunes store. The app plays a sound when it's working, so you know absolutely that it's doing something, which is very accessible and more than some iPhone apps do for us. And it's a sign of great things to come from Sendero on the iOS platform, I think. I really like to see apps out there that are accessible to us. I love to see mainstream apps that are accessible, but I also like to see apps from assistive technology companies that fill in that gap. There always will be certain tasks that a mainstream app intended for sighted people will not fulfill for us, even if the app for sighted people is made fully accessible. And I believe that GPS, that navigation, may be one of those areas. There will always be areas where, you know, there'll always be room for an assistive technology related app. Okay, so you know, those are all the things I like about it. And I'm sure there are some others, but those are the ones that come to mind right now. Cons, some things I don't like about it. Obviously, I don't like the issue that I just demonstrated a short time ago. If you're out walking or riding around, you really don't want your GPS app to just sort of freeze up and stop working and become unresponsive. I know some people say I'm hard on this, but I, even though I'm a fairly technical person, and I'm definitely an advanced technology user, even I don't have a whole lot of patience for things when, you know, that don't work for silly reasons, that just sort of sit there and become unresponsive. I'm more patient with that, you know, like if I'm beta testing something. So if it's an alpha or beta test product, or, you know, it's a free product or something like that, you know, when I know it's something that's been just sort of hacked together, then I'm, you know, less, or it's a beta product, I'm less hard about it. But in a released product like this, where it's no longer a beta and it's a paid product, I want it to work, unless there's an extraordinary issue, or there's a hardware problem with the device, or some really good reason why not. I want it to be reliable and at least do something. In a similar vein, I don't like the situations where it says there's no look-around information available, especially when I can refresh, when I can stay in the same, rooted to the same spot, and I can refresh the app, which you do, again, by shaking your iPhone a little bit. Then it tells me there, you know, then it gives me information. That makes me a little nervous. That issue also needs work. I don't like the maps button. There's a maps button on the apps screen, on the look around app screen, that takes you into Google Maps. I'm not sure what the point is. Somebody maybe can explain that to me, but I know that one of the things it does is takes you into another screen, and essentially you're no longer in the look around app, and you have to close that window. Maybe it's opened Google Maps in Safari, or it's opened the Google Maps app, but you have to basically go back into the app switcher and find the look around app and open it back up if you have found yourself in the maps section. So I don't think that's a good thing. And unless I really have an understanding as to why, let me adjust this a little bit. I'm re-entering my apartment complex here, by the way. Unless I have a really good explanation as to why that maps option is present, I guess I would just prefer that it not be there. Unless there's some reason to use it that I just can't live without, I might change my mind about that. I also don't like the idea that the app can't refresh automatically. You know, let me have more settings, I guess, maybe is what I'm saying here. Let me have an automatic refresh if I want, and set it, Let me set it between, 30 seconds, every minute, every 5 minutes, every 10, every 30, every hour. Maybe give me some options for auto refreshing. Let me decide whether or not the focus. Let me decide whether or not the focus automatically switches to the top of the window and reads the new information after it's refreshed. a friend of mine said that he didn't like that feature, and for the most part, I don't mind it. For me, I think it's pretty awesome because that's usually what I want to happen. I think focus is put there so that voiceover will, in fact, speak that information. But, you know, let me have a setting in case I don't want that. Maybe I want to flick back up to that information manually for some reason. Yeah, let me set it. Put it in the settings. Make the app a little more configurable. If there's some reason why the maps button is there, let me set whether that is available or not, and perhaps have that off by default for beginner, that to serve the needs of beginning users, because I could see a beginner becoming extremely confused since, after all, they have left the app once they've double-tapped that button. Let's maybe try not to do that. Okay, so this is Sendero's first foray into the iDevice arena. Let's congratulate Sendero for it. It's a great start. It's a nice app. It's definitely worth $4. Sendero says that the money spent on this app will go towards, you know, development of additional, you know, GPS products for the blind. I don't know if that means it'll go towards, you know, iOS specific development, or I don't know if that means that, you know, development in general, including the, you know, including mobile geo and the Braille Note and Braille Sense platforms, or, you know, what that exactly means. Maybe we can ask Sendero that, but let's buy it. Let's encourage as many of our sighted friends and relatives who happen to be iPhone users to buy and try this app as well. It sounds like maybe the more people who buy this app, the more Sendero will potentially be willing to offer us inexpensive navigation apps for the iOS platform. Okay, so let's consider that angle too. Maybe if 500 people or a few thousand people buy it, that'll make the difference between that and if only 50 or 100 go for it. Okay, so let's support them on this. Price of admission is very cheap, you have to admit. How can you contact Sendero? Well, Sendero has a nice website that documents the Lookaround app quite nicely and gets you contact information and, you know, and all that good stuff. So I'll just give you that. It's SenderoGroup.com. I'm sorry. I think you actually have to have the www. It's www.SenderoGroup.com. That's S-E-N-D-E-R-O group.com/iPhone, I-P-H-O-N-E. So it's www.SenderoGroup.com/iPhone. That's a nice, it's a nice simple page that documents the app, and it does so quite nicely. If you'd like to get a hold of me, my name is Daryl Sandro. My website is www.blindaccessjournal.com. That's blindaccessjournal.com. You can send me an email to editor, like E-D-I-T-O-R, editor@blindaccessjournal.com. It's been nice to provide you this demonstration of Sendero's brand new GPS Lookaround app for the iPhone.